From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has held a meeting with one of his former harshest critics, 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney. The two men met at Trump's golf resort in New Jersey. The president-elect made no comment on the meeting other than to say it went great. Romney, who actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters that he and Trump had discussed a variety of topics.
Very thorough and in-depth discussion in the time we had, and appreciate the chance to speak with the president-elect and look forward to the coming administration and the things and the
Governor.
Things to be doing. Thank you.
Trump had invited Romney to his New Jersey golf resort along with several other candidates. There had been speculation that Romney could be Secretary of State in the new Trump administration. In a speech last March, Romney had blasted Trump as a con man and a fraud. The president-elect had responded by saying that Romney choked like a dog in his election bid and called the former Massachusetts governor a loser. President-elect Donald Trump is calling on the cast of the Broadway musical Hamilton to apologize to Vice President-elect Mike Pence after one of the show's lead actors addressed Pence in a speech following a performance Friday night. Pence was greeted by both boos and cheers from the audience when he arrived. As the performance was ending, actor Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Aaron Burr, singled out Pence, saying the cast was alarmed and anxious that the Trump administration would not protect them and uphold what he called their inalienable rights. This is VOA News. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has expressed optimism for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's presidency. Speaking to leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru, the Mexican leader refused to antagonize the incoming U.S. president. Trump has called the North American Free Trade Agreement a disaster and has pledged to break it up. President Nieto said that he wants to reform the agreement for the benefit of everyone involved. He said more than renegotiate, we have to modernize NAFTA, transforming it into a potential and modern vehicle to consolidate the strategic relations between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key said that if Donald Trump tries to withdraw the United States from trade deals, he shouldn't expect the rest of the world to follow suit. President Barack Obama is at the summit as well. It's the last leg of his last foreign trip as president. More than 1 month after the start for the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. The UN reports a tripling of the number of displaced persons over the past 2 weeks, from just under 22,000 to nearly 60,000. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerke says that those fleeing the fighting face perilous journeys.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is, unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The United Nations warns as many as 1 million people could be in great danger from crossfire, snipers, improvised explosive devices, and other risks. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice has warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers Saturday that they will be held accountable for what she called the heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. The United States condemns in the strongest terms these horrific attacks against medical infrastructure and humanitarian aid workers, Rice said. There's no excuse for these heinous actions. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people on Saturday, marking the fifth straight day of bombardment of the city has continued, which is home to more than 275,000 people. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.